Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, hey, it's your girl, Latasia Renee, and this is my podcast, Rose Gold and Magnolia. I'm super excited about today's episode. Very, very crucial, very serious. This episode is a little bit more, how do you say it? It really touches home for a lot of people. But we do have a guest tonight that will be joining me. I was going to start off with some music, but with this topic discussion that we have tonight, it's a little bit more of a, I wouldn't say an issue, but it really is a detrimental matter. Something, a conversation that we all need to have and listen to. I know we have many questions. When the guests come on, we'll have many questions, and hopefully we get all the answers to those questions. But it is a very exciting topic to be discussed. We're going to discuss some topics based on the motherland, Nigeria. And the matters at hand, the things that are going on out there, the things that we don't see, the unknown, and what better way to discuss these matters and get answers to them, especially coming from someone that actually is from the country Nigeria. I would like to say this is a good friend of mine, someone I just met, but we have had several conversations, and this was definitely one of my topics that I've been wanting to discuss. I actually want to have a lot of these discussions with other people from different. A lot of other conversations like that from other cultures, but tonight we're going to focus on Nigeria. So once the guest calls in, I will merge the call and then we can start. First and foremost, I would like to say I'm your host, Latasia Renee, and this is my podcast, Rose Gold and Magnolia. I like to air at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can say New York time, same thing, every other day. Today was exhausting, I'm not going to lie to y'all, but I had to make sure we had this segment tonight. But furthermore, if you would like to become a part of the Rose Gold Magnolia tribe, you can subscribe or you can contribute and donate to the podcast and buy me coffee link on my social media platforms. It's in my bio. All you have to do is click the link and you can donate whatever your heart's desire. Those proceeds will go right to the podcast to help support my movement. I do eventually later on when I do reach my goal, I want to help give back. So if you would like to be a part of that journey, definitely take heed. And if you have it in your heart to donate, that would be awesome. No pressure, but definitely appreciate it. So I do want to talk about my day, though, before we do jump into the conversation for tonight. We only have about 26 minutes of the show, so hopefully my fellow special guests will call in soon. So, yeah, today was very exhausting, y'all. Sometimes I be in my trance, my zone, and I forget. Like, I be doing a lot. I don't, and for those hard workers out there, I say this, like, take time for self. We all have a goal, an agenda to meet, but sometimes we can't forget about our own personal rest, our own personal mental state, and just tapping in, tapping out, honestly. Not overdoing working so hard. What's the saying? Work smarter, not harder, but sometimes you do have to work hard in order to work smart, but smarter, excuse me. The balance is all about the balance. So if you're able to work smarter and merge the hardworking aspect of it together, it definitely coincides. It will balance out. But again, like I said, I reevaluated something today with this, what I'm just talking about. A lot of the followers I have on Instagram, well, some people that I follow, actually, I like to read a lot about on the masculine and feminine energy. And this goes back to the working hard aspect, because long down the line, the traumatic experience, we forgot to tap into our masculine, yet our feminine energy, because the traumatic emotions overcloud the mindset. When you've gone through so much damage, it dampers a lot of your programming, believe it or not. This is why we lose track of financial stability. We lose track of loving self. We lose track of awareness. We lose all these important energies, or importance within ourselves, because of the damage that we endure. Masculine and feminine energy is very important within who we are, because it's a balance of security, being nurturing, loving. So if you get my gist, you can define what the masculine energy you carry and feminine energy. And once those are stripped away from us, we no longer contribute those things outwardly or even inward because of what we've been through. Once we start going through the process of healing, those energies start to surface. Well, they start to intertwine. They start to come back into a realization, into a home setting. They come back within self. So if you do lose focus, or you're just not on the journey of balance, or you're from wondering why only one part of the energy that you're tapped into isn't balanced with your other energy, this is one of the reasons why. This is why I talk about healing concepts so much, because it definitely defines who we are. If you are lacking, if you're stagnant, if you're just not figuring out why these certain things aren't blossoming in your life, it's because you're lacking some part of, or have an imbalance within self, because you don't hold both energies within self. There is a shortage. So in order for that to come back into play, and you are into your masculine, your feminine energy, your goddess, being a god, whatever you want to call yourself, these are the reasons. But you have to tap in and heal and detox those things that are keeping you from fulfilling your purpose, your goal in becoming one within self or your higher self. This is a power that we hold. We've held for so long, and then we lost it along the way because we weren't confident enough, or that confidence away from us through traumatic experience. We don't think that these issues can become such a burden within ourselves. It is a matter at hand that we don't discuss enough, because we don't know where it's coming from. But that is one of the major reasons why we can't tap into our higher self and fulfill the things that we want to fulfill. And becoming a part of the Rosewood Magnolia tribe, you will eventually tap into these things. And this is from my own personal experience. I've gained enough knowledge within myself of separating myself from the worldly things and the things that didn't help me grow or wasn't helping me grow. I had to strip away and pull myself away from those things in order for me to get back on track. So without further ado, I will merge in my guest, and we will start talking about the special topic for tonight. Hi, DJ, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Good evening.
I can't hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, very well.
Okay. How you doing tonight? I'm so happy that you were able to join me tonight. If you can, just introduce yourself and tell everyone where you're from.
Okay. Well, my name is Benedict Otukwu Ibomuche, and I'm from Imo State, Nigeria. And I'm really happy to be on your show tonight. Thank you so much for having me on here. I really, really, really appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'm just glad you were able to make it. So let's just jump right into it. So if you could give the viewers an understanding of what's going on in your country.
Well, a lot is happening here, and it's really, really, really terrible because, unfortunately, the world doesn't really know what's happening here, you know. Our people are going through a lot, and Nigeria is really, really falling apart. But, you know, they have to compromise everything, the news, the updates, and all that. But I believe one day God will really, really have to intervene to the situation. You know, those things are really getting bad, especially in terms of the killings, you know. People die a lot here. Innocent people die a lot here, you know. I don't know if I would say it's out of ignorance or out of wickedness and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really explain, but the killings
right.
are really, really much here, and nothing seems to be done about it.
Right. So is
yeah.
there anyone like the president or anyone of authority out there that's contributing to these matters or helping or putting their foot down or moving forward into making change?
You know, technically, let's say, you know, normally on the news, what you hear every day, they keep saying they are working on it, you know, extreme measures are being taken to make things get better and all that. But as a citizen of the country, and from what we are seeing here, things are just getting worse. I just have to be honest. Things are really, really getting worse here, and nothing is being done about it. Like, I don't see it getting better anytime soon. You understand?
Well, yeah.
Because, yeah. The people you're talking about, our leaders, from the way they behave and the kind of things they do, I don't think they really care about what's going on in the country. Like, they don't really care.
Right.
You know, I lost an uncle yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's as a result of, you know, the quick.
Right.
medical system. Like, the medical system
right.
in the country is very, very bad. It's very
mm-hmm.
bad. Like, very bad. And it affects the poor a lot. It's not easy for a poor man in this country to get adequate medical care. You understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Like,
I hear
the protocols, the expenses, like, it's just too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
The least you can get is really expensive on the protocols and everything. Like, you might have an emergency situation, but as a result of going through protocols and all that, the person just ends up losing his or her life.
Right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's upsetting because we, you know, from the United States, we only see, you know, even when I was younger, I used to hear a lot about the countries and what the people have gone through. But, you know, we don't normally really see it because we're not there, but we usually see stuff like this in the movies and stuff like that. But it's upsetting to really hear that this is actually going on. And there's no leaders that are stepping up to at least trying to make a better choice, guys. So that's important. And like I was discussing to you earlier, even with you coming up here and discussing these matters, it will spark something. That's what I believe. It may not be a huge of a change, but it will help for what needs to be done. And I'm sorry about your loss. But I'm very, very, you know, it's sad. It's sad to hear that. Like, what do you think is the root or the cause to all of this, though?
Honestly, I don't know how it started, okay? Because I was just, like, I just found myself in the whole thing going on here. Like, it didn't really start today. It started a long time ago, even before I came into the world. But one thing I know is religion and tribalism is really, really killing us here.
Okay.
Yeah, because for me, from my observations, that's the root of these bad governance and everything. You know, there's no love here. There's no love.
Right.
Like, from what I've seen, there is no love here in any way.
Right.
They don't practice what they preach, and it's very bad.
So, in your own personal time, like, even though this is all going on, what do you do to kind of keep your head high or keep your hopes alive or faith, rather, that?
At first, you know, we thought, you know, God can intervene, you have to pray and all that. But I'll be honest with you, because I'm not really a religious person. The prayers and all that is not working. From what I've seen, Nigeria has the highest number of churches in the world. I don't think there is any country that prays as Nigerians do. You know, Nigerians are very religious in what they do. Like, they're very, very religious. And it's unfortunate that despite all those things, despite the spirituality, the religion and all that, things are really getting bad here. You know, there is a war going on here. No one is saying
right.
it, you know, but people are dying.
Right.
People are really dying here. Every day. People die
right.
here every day.
Wow.
The killings here is much, and you won't get to see it on the news.
Say that one more time.
That is the truth.
What
did you say?
No, I didn't hear the last part. I heard you now, though.
Okay.
What do you think? How can people outside of the country contribute to help, or, you know, come forward, or, you know, use their resources to put back into those countries, or Nigeria, rather, say? Like, how can we help?
Listen, I don't know. If you guys can help in any way, if you can speak for us and all that, because, you know, we tried protesting many times. I'm sure you heard about
right.
what happened during the NSAP protest.
Yeah.
It didn't end well, and nothing is being done about it. And I'm sure the whole world saw what happened that night, because it was all over the internet. The whole world saw everything, and I don't think anyone still remembers that now.
Right.
It seems to be an old story, and a lot of lives were lost. So at this point, I don't think there's anything we can do. We need help. I'm really happy that some foundations, you know, some foundations from America and Europe are able to come help the citizens
right.
in the way they can. And I've experienced some, like, there's this foundation in your country, Sharing Love Foundation.
Yeah. Right.
I happened to benefit from it and became a member of the foundation, and they are really doing well here. But the truth is, protesting is not working, and if you're waiting for when you're going to see all these things on the news, you won't see anything. So the government mm-hmm. has a way of limiting what you guys see. You understand?
Right.
But I want you to have it in mind that things are really bad here. The economy is bad. You know, the cost of living is very expensive. There are no jobs. You know, there's a difference between unemployment and not having any job at all.
Right.
There are two different things. Like, there are no jobs. The youth here, a lot of people are just wasting, like, living their lives, struggling, just struggle to the day you just pass away and that's it.
Okay.
And, man, I'm just tired. I must say, I'm really, really tired. Because the more you struggle, the more you try, it just seems like you're not doing anything because the government is not helping in any way. All they do is pack our money. I don't know what they do with all those funds. Honestly, I don't know. Nothing gets better here. Our president keeps going to UK for medical checkup, and I don't really know how that makes sense to them. Why would the president leave his country to go to another country for medical assistance?
Right.
Wasting his citizens' money. It doesn't make sense. Why the poor people here don't even get adequate medical supply? Mm-hmm. Like, a poor man here can't even afford a hospital bill. Like, that's how bad it is.
Mm-hmm.
Some women give birth in the hospital and they get how do I put it? They give birth and they're not able to pay their hospital bills. They have to call for help. You know, that's really bad.
Yeah.
Nothing is moving here. The education system here is very bad.
Mm-hmm. There's
no security.
Do you think there's not foundations to contribute to these losses, or we?
Oh my God, the signal is breaking up. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, you know we have it right. Yeah, everything here is really bad. It's really, really bad. So, come again. What did you say?
I was asking, do you think there's not enough foundation to contribute to these matters? Like, is it the money?
It's not really the money, because I know Nigeria is a very rich country. Right. Like, it's not really the money. The problem is bad governance. You know, other countries can step up and, you know, see what they can do about our government, because they keep taking our funds to America and Europe, and I'm sure your government is aware of everything that is happening here. I'm very, very sure that they know everything going on here. They know.
Okay.
They know that people are dying here. They are very aware of that. The killings here is too much. It's just too much. And honestly, everyone is scared.
Now, will the people be able to overthrow these leaders, like to step up and shoot someone else to lead the country? Like, how does that work?
That is the problem. I don't even know how it's going to work, because from what I've seen, all the politicians here, they are just the same. I can't even vouch for
Very
them,
true. I agree.
They are all the same. And like hundreds of years or thousands of years, many years now, since we got our independence, we've been recycling the same group of politicians. We've just been recycling them. They keep moving from one political party to another, making promises and all that, but they are just the same thing. So I don't see how that's going to work, because I think it's very difficult. And the tribalism combined with it makes it very, very bad. You understand?
Right. Yeah.
A particular tribe has higher population than the other. So no matter how you try to vote, they will always manipulate it. They will always win the votes and all that. So I don't know. Man, I just pity the younger generation, because I don't see any future for them here. And that's the reason why there are millions of Nigerians out there. Nigerians travel to different foreign countries every day. Even in your country, I'm sure you know there are lots of Nigerians there.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if a country was good, I don't see any reason why someone would want to live there and go somewhere else.
Right.
The situation here is really bad. It's really, really bad.
Okay, DJ. Well, I got about maybe a couple minutes left to the show. I don't want to cut it off, but I do have to cut it short. But again, I want to say for all the listeners that are listening, hopefully this is an eye-opener and we could become more aware of what's going on in other countries. And hopefully we can build up and unite and do something about this, make some type of change. But DJ, I want to say I appreciate you coming on, shedding some light on what's going on in Nigeria. Hopefully it did spark something and someone that is listening out there can understand where you're coming from. But I want to say thank you so much for appearing on the show tonight. And hopefully we can continue this conversation.
Yeah, I hope so, because I really have a lot to say, you know, but I'm just minding my words. I'm being careful and all that. Yeah, because when it comes to Nigeria, like, it's a very, very serious case. But all I have to say is that people out there should just help. If you can support the Nigerians over there in the protests and whatever they are doing, we would really appreciate it, you know, because nobody wants violence. It doesn't have to be violence, you know. This is the 21st century. I don't think there are reasons to keep fighting and killing ourselves. There have already been too much bloodshed in this world, and I think the universe needs love.
That's right.
The gospel should be
love.
Everyone should be talking about love. Yeah, it should be love all the way. Like, there have been enough deaths, you know, from the COVID, from the fightings and everything, man. It's just too much. It's just death. And it's really sad. I think the world needs to wake up and talk about love. The world needs more of love. You know, can't we just wake up one day and unite, I'm the one, and there'll be peace everywhere? Is it just so difficult?
Yeah. I agree.
Man, sometimes we must be done. Anyway, thank you so much for everything. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on the show tonight. Your story, we all need to hear it. You guys, if you want to contribute or find out some of these foundations where you can help, you can always DM me, inbox me, and I'll send you the resources. But DJ, you have a blessed night, and again, sorry for your loss. And you always got a friend and his love over here. So stay up and bless.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome, hon. Have a good night.
Yeah, good night.
Okay, guys, that was my good friend DJ from Nigeria. That, you know, guys, like, we just have to open our eyes and wake up and see exactly what the world for what it really is. And there are so many things going on outside of our world that we just live in a box and think, you know, we are going through so much. But these countries are going through so much hurt and pain, and love and light is needed. So, again, if you contribute to a better future for Nigeria, or, you know, right now we're talking about Nigeria, please inbox me, DM me, and then we can have that conversation. But I'm going to end the show, y'all. I'm going to try to end it with a little music and some light. But thank you for those that tuned in and listened tonight. I appreciate y'all so much. You can find DJ on Facebook. I'll try to spell his name. It's B-A-L-O-G-W-U. DJ B-A-L-O-G-W-U. And, again, you can contribute to help. You could find out these foundations and contribute as much as you can. He said it's not really much a material thing, but, you know, money helps, love helps, unity helps, change helps, and that's what we need. I love God. It's been a blessing. Y'all stay safe. And shout out to Nigeria. It's all love. Big up, y'all. Have a good night.
extra loving when we get it, baby. Make you no go put us under. Oh yeah. You say you love me, baby. Just the other day I saw you with another. Oh no. Why you gon' do like that? Oh ah. Oh, why you gon' cut out shit with me? Don't you really have my back? Oh ah. Why you gon' cut out shit with me? I wanna walk with you, baby. Just let me, oh oh ah. If I me, that could change me. You are the apple of my eyes, oh. Tell her to bang me, echo my down. Oh, tell her to bang me, echo my down. So hard.
Are you from Germany or you want God? That you was a good girl but you got wrong. Don't leave me hanging, baby, don't run. Yeah, tell me girl where you come from. Are you from Germany or you want God? That you was a good girl but you got wrong. Don't leave me hanging, baby, don't run.
These are loving when we get it, baby. Make you no go put us under. Oh yeah. You say you love me, baby. Just the other day I saw you with another. Oh no. Why you gon' do like that?
Oh ah.
Oh my, why you gon' cut out shit with me? Don't you really have my back?
Oh ah.
Why you gon' cut out shit with me?
Yeah. If I tell you that, I go die for you. Baby, now I lie. If I tell you that, I go crazy for you. Where they do?
Tell me girl where you come from. Are you from Germany or you on God? That you was a good girl but you got wrong. Don't leave me hanging, baby, don't run. Yeah, tell me girl where you come from. Are you from Germany or you on God? That you was a good girl but you got wrong. Don't leave me hanging, baby, don't run. Yeah, tell me girl where you come from. That you was a good girl but you got wrong. Yeah, tell me girl where you come from. Said you was a good girl, but you gone wrong.
Mr. Cheat on the mix.
Call him Adam Girls.